Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Eel. It is... by jingle. It is, yes. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's just evil fucking weasel fucking planet Earth any goddamn more. It's also the 23rd day of February 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 24 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It was down to 1 this morning when we got up. I mean, it's been getting in the early morning fucking cold. But, I mean, no precipitation. We still got that, at least that... I wouldn't even got about a half inch of snow is still here because it's too goddamn cold for it to melt. But the future looks pretty bleak as far as this drought shit's gonna you know, we're gonna be staying drought. I don't think we're gonna get much, if any, precipitation anymore. You know, we might get a little bit of rain, we might get a little bit of snow, but not enough to make any kind of a fucking difference. That being said. Oh, the horn works. Man, I would love to tell you guys what I fucking found and how we had to correct it, but I'm not gonna. I mean, if they could ever figure out this fucking kilowatt jungle, they would fucking shut us clear down in a fucking hot second. But at any rate, we got that corrected. Let's see what we're gonna fucking do here with... we got Arizona House Committee approves bill to criminalize filming cops on the job. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Arizona House Committee approves bill to criminalize filming cops on the job. Now, I watched a video yesterday up there in Canada. Let's see what the hell. I can't remember where exactly it was, but these guys with no fucking badge numbers, no green fucking vests on, no identification. I mean, just, and three of them fucking threatening this woman, talking to her like a fucking dog. And I mean, this, come on down. Go ahead, you motherfuckers, and finish. Go ahead with your plan. Bring it fucking on. I'll show you how a big motherfucker like that can be made real fucking small, real fucking quick. Unbelievable. But I mean, this has been fucking, they talk about courts and shit. Of course you can fucking film these son of a bitches. And they're not fucking cops. They're goddamn criminals. And you can film a fucking crime when you see a crime in fucking action. And it's a crime for them to even speak to anybody. Anyway, this is from Reason. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Arizona Appropriations Committee on Monday greenlit a bill that would criminalize filming cops on the job in some cases. It's not law. Law cannot be subject matter. That makes it arbitrary and capricious when it's in some cases. No, you can't do it. Fuck you. If you're standing there and you're not filming, that's okay. But if you pick up a camera to capture the fucking crime being committed on fucking, on your camera, well, then that's one of those cases. I mean, this is such fucking bullshit. Hey, Arizona, what the fuck are you on this shit for? You guys got any balls down there? You all wearing fucking dresses? They came up, the fucking United Nations coming there and took your ass over? Go ahead. Thought I heard somebody. Filming cops on the job in some cases, reinvigorating questions around the Constitution. There ain't no fucking Constitution, okay? And it has nothing to do with the constitutionality of it. It has to do with the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Motherfuckers. I don't want the Constitution. I'll wipe my ass on it. It never was. It was a fucking con job just like fucking COVID-19. They said it enough fucking times. A handful sit down and fucking wrote themselves into fucking power. And they need to be fucking removed forthwith. This whole thing that's happening to us, I mean, this is a goddamn nightmare, people. And it's an unnecessary nightmare because fucking the only reason it's happening is because we're allowing it. And apparently it's because we're just fucking cowards. Who would put up with this shit when you outnumber them motherfuckers 1,000 to 1? Had that son of a bitch. You know, old Stu Bum, he'd been fucking going into pending for a fucking long time. I couldn't get him out. And finally, Lord just figured out, you know, fucking why we couldn't get him out of pending. He never was in pending, in fact. But the son of a bitch comes up and starts talking about all this tech shit. And I mean, that's why he wanted up on there. All that fucking time, all that fucking bitching and stuff, so he could get up and try to fucking, oh, they got the technology to swipe you out. You might as well just give up and smoke some pot. Fuck you, punk. They ain't got shit. And what they do got, we fucking built. They can't run it themselves. They don't know how. All we got to do is just get them and the sun. And, hey, man, some motherfucker wants to run a piece of technology for them against the people. Fuck you. You fucking hurt my family. I hurt your family back, motherfucker. That's the way it works. You have put us in a condition of force majeure. The law is not being enforced. The law is not protecting us. I have the right to protect myself with deadly fucking force if I find it necessary. And I have a right to enforce that goddamn law. Every fucking one of us does. That's what's so disgusting about this. We have the, like I said, 30 fucking years. 30 fucking, everybody going, yeah, man, everybody, all they want to do is just identify the problem. And nobody's offered us the solution was there the whole fucking time. And the people who wanted to identify the problem were just people making fucking money off of the fucking misery of other people's, you know. I made $1 million selling ready-to-eat meals or whatever, you know. Fucking it built up a fucking industry. The fucking, what the hell would you call it? The preppers. Yeah, the preppers industry. And these people made fucking millions and, hell, they made billions of fucking dollars. They're still making fucking money. 30 fucking years of bullshit we put up with people. And I guess that's another reason why it's so hard to break away from it. If right at the beginning it would have been, hey, the fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, 30 years ago, a fucking lot more people would have been fucking, I mean, yep, oh, yep, 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 yep. 30 more years they had to indoctrinate a whole nother fucking generation of fucking children to adulthood. I mean, you fucking treasonous son of a bitches. But it doesn't matter because we the people, I mean, more and more people every day are fucking figuring that goddamn Bill of Rights out, figuring out who's in fucking charge, figuring out what their authority is, figuring out what their goddamn rights are and what they're, and figuring out what their fucking duty is. And your duty is to destroy this fucking corporate fucking machine. You know, they always talked about the, what the hell did they, what would they always call it? The goddamn, the beast machine. Here's your fucking beast machine. It's called the International Corporate Mafia. It's corporation across the fucking board. Corporation that thinks they're going to enslave the fucking peoples of this goddamn earth and have them, and of course, kill them down to a manageable level because you're just killing cattle in a herd because, hey, man, we're just fucking going soulless animals. Well, it ain't going to be that fucking easy. And you're, in fact, you ain't going to do it at fucking all, and you're the ones that are going to be fucking called because you're just a fucking handful. And that's another thing. The people of the goddamn world have to realize this is just a fucking small handful of dirty, rotten son of a bitches who have hired mercenaries to protect them while they plan and plot and fucking put shit into fucking place to try to fucking destroy the fucking humanity. What are you talking? I mean, you talk about genocide, killing fucking what's probably close to 8 billion people on this planet by now, down to under 500 million. Don't you think that's a fucking genocide? And who's leading the fucking parade? The Zionist fucking Jews. Well, 6 million of our people were killed by the Nazis. Bullshit. There weren't 6 million of you motherfuckers in fucking Europe. Goddamn National Geographic came out and fucking told the truth about it. And now there's still, I mean, it's like everything else. You fucking show the documented fucking proof. National Geographic came out and said there was about, there wasn't, I can't remember exactly the number, but there wasn't no goddamn 6 million. It was like 650,000 or something like that. That was all the Jews in fucking Europe. I mean, and prove that the fucking, this hollow hoax bullshit was a fucking lie. And National Geographic. And then here, where's here? I don't care. The very next day, they're just the same fucking lie. That Goebbels shit. We have to break the fucking goddamn Goebbels lie. Every fucking time somebody mentions it, you have to say, no, that is not true. You know it's not true. Here's the fucking facts right here. Go look it up. I'll look it up. I'll hand it to you. But you see, you can hand them the fucking truth. It doesn't matter. They are good because I think I wrote it yesterday. A lie is fucking comfortable right now. I mean, goddamn, if you have to fucking cop to the, all the truth that is around you, you're in a fucking hell of a position. You're in a place where you need to be out there fighting and dying and killing. And you might fucking die. Because you're going to have to fight, you have to shoot these motherfuckers out of your country. They're not just going to get a conscience one day and fucking leave. These son of a bitches.
A lot of these people.
Go ahead, sorry.
A lot of these people don't want to know the truth.
No. The thing is, they know the truth is there and they know what the truth is, but they can lie to themselves. I mean, they're lying to themselves and trying to convince themselves, but it's becoming harder every day. At some point in the ball game, I mean, everybody, I don't care how far back away from it you think you can get, they're going to come, they aim to come and fucking take everything you have, and they're going to come fucking with you. There's nobody exempt from this except for them. I don't care if you could, you know, get back off the grid, whatever you do, you might buy yourself some time where you can sit there and go, I feel pretty secure, but you're not. Because they can't let nobody fucking be secure or else they have a, see that what they're doing in an absolute way, an absolutism. And they're not going to make no goddamn exceptions. They have planned what they're going to do. And the thing is, that's what the Bill of Rights is. It is absolute. And we can't make no exceptions there. We have to, if we don't enforce that son of a bitch, we're finished. You might as well just go look at your grandchildren, look them in the eyes and say, fuck, I'm too big of a fucking coward. You're gonna, if you get to live, you will live as a slave. You'll be raped. You'll be fucking beaten. You'll be used. And when you're used up, you'll be destroyed. I mean, just go ahead and tell them, look them right in their goddamn little eyes, man, and do it. Tell them, I'm sorry, I'm a fucking coward. Cause that's where we're at with this shit, people. We're at the point to where you're just a fucking coward. I'm sorry. It passed into law.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, the cowardice is actually starting to make me have more hatred in my heart to the average man than these would-be tyrants. Because the tyrants don't pretend to be your friend. They don't tell you that, hey, we have your best interest at heart. But these people that claim to know what's going on and they claim to care about freedom, they claim to care about their children, they do nothing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I feel the same fucking way. That they're becoming the fucking focus of my fucking hate. Because, like I said,
they've been mine for a while.
Well, like I said, you know, there's just a goddamn handful of these pricks doing this to us. To wipe them out would be nothing, except for what you're talking about. The fucking people, they're just, I mean, goddamn, man. Oh, I don't know. Growing up where I grew up, I mean, I was not naive to the fucking world, never. You know, I've read books. I've read this house full of fucking books, and I've been all over this fucking country, and it's, I just cannot fucking believe that the people are that goddamn fucking weak. That fucking cowardly. But I mean, it ain't all the people. It's just enough. It's just enough to hold things up. In 30 years of fucking lies by the phony fucking incorporated Tory fucking militia out there. That's the three percenters and the Oath Keepers. And we know who fucking is fucking leading the fucking parade. 30 years of that shit of trying to, let's stay out of this. And when the day comes, I always love to, I'd like to have a dollar for every time I heard that fucking term. When the day comes, when the day comes, when the day comes, fuck you. The day is coming, it's come and gone. We have failed to act. Go ahead, sorry.
Those are the same guys that fly the Don't Tread on Me on their trucks, on their houses.
Bet.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about, Don't Tread on Me? Your whole life, every day, we are violated.
Exactly, man. And well, the people that fucking, you know, that, I guess, profess their fucking patriotism the most are sometimes the most goddamn fucking stupid people. They don't even know, they don't even understand what's going on. They've never read the fucking Bill of Rights. That's something that blows me away. It's the people, I mean, that was something that the kids were supposed to have memorized by third fucking grade. That's our great protection. That's our liberty. That's our freedom. That's every fucking thing. That's what makes life worth fucking living. And all the people that have went into the fucking service, man, when they thought they were going into the service of their country, their hearts all swollen up with fucking pride. I'm going to go and defend my country. I'm going to defend America, the greatest, freest country on earth. And then they hold their hand up and they fucking swear, take the oath, you know, to uphold the Constitution. They've never read, I mean, you're taking an oath to fucking put your life on the line to defend something you don't even understand. You've never even read, the son of a bitch. I mean, goddamn, maybe that's one of the biggest fucking problems. These people fucking, I mean, you have a con, you fucking put a contract in front of me. I don't care if I got to get out a fucking electron microscope to read the fine print. I'm eating every fucking bit of it, and I'm going to understand it. And it'll be a yes or a fucking no, or you change that, or it's a no. But these fucking people, I mean, they'll sign any guy, like, just like when they started this YouTube shit. You know, they came on, there was, oh, geez, gosh, man, I would have to read a whole fucking three pages, I'll just sign it. And you just signed all your fucking information over and gave them a fucking authority, a false authority, granted, but you waived your fucking rights, you goddamn fool. If everybody said, shove it up your ass, fucking, and they would have had to fucking drop it. They have taken control. They've made the public square the fucking internet, and they have completely taken control of the public square, and they are violating the first article right of the people to fucking gather and to fucking speak. There's no arguing that. Go ahead.
And the fourth on a regular basis.
Yep, absolutely. But here, I mean, just like this shit here, filming cops. Of course you can film a fucking cop. In fact, that ain't even a fucking cop. That's a goddamn a Walmart fucking agent pretending to be a cop. In fact, the son of a bitch isn't even identified. I mean, if you can't film a cop, how can you tell a cop if you don't have a badge on or a fucking name tag? Huh? Oh, you mean I can't film these goddamn United Nations fucking troops that you're bringing in and putting these fucking clothes on and have, there's only they would act that way. I mean, yesterday I was watching on the video, he had a Canuck fucking accent But that, but fucking, I'm telling you, I'll bet you he was fucking United Nations. He was fucking part of fucking NATO. And they're gonna do the same thing here. And I see this shit happen in fucking, up in Canada, you know, and you see how it turned out, exactly what they did, just what you figured they were gonna do. You tried to tell those people that, you know, you waving a goddamn fucking, protest sign ain't gonna get rid of this shit. There's only one way, and it requires sacrifice. Make no mistake about it. And because we have waited so long, and the generations before us have been so fucking negligent, the sacrifice has gotten larger and larger and larger and larger. And every day we let this shit go on, it's going to get even larger. More of us are going to have to die because we're allowing this shit to be entrenched. I mean, goddamn, it's been 2 years now of them fucking just taking over dictatorial. Well, no, I know it's unconstitutional. No, it's a violation of the fucking law. I know, yeah, I know it is, but I'm going to do it anyway. And these police, which are not police, they are Blackwater USA. They are private fucking goddamn security. That's exactly what they are. Hired by a private fucking company. They do not fucking answer to the fucking people, neither fucking the ones that are telling them what to do, or the cocksuckers out there in the street doing what they did to that lady yesterday. See, they think that it's just same shit. I mean, three big brutes on fucking a woman. Oh, you want me to fucking stuff you? You want me to fuck you? You're real tough with fucking women, aren't you? Too bad that woman didn't have a fucking goddamn 9mm or a fucking .40 caliber in her fucking purse and pull it out and shoot all three of them right in the fucking head right then and there. But for three, I mean, this is how cowardly they are. If they ain't got fucking, they ain't grossly outnumbered, and that's what I keep preaching. Don't keg up for them. And the only people that are going to go along with this trucker shit are the people that are sign waivers. These aren't people who are coming with fucking guns to fucking fight. But they're going to, what they will accomplish, the enemy will accomplish, is they will beat these people down and everybody, it's to make us be afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not down there at Washington DC on the ground you fucking chose. You got to come here to get me, and I'm ready. I'm waiting on you. And I'm going to fucking kill as many of you goddamn criminal son of a bitches as I am able. If I die, I die. It is my goddamn duty to my country and to my fucking people and to my grandchildren. At least my grandchildren will be able to fucking hold their fucking heads up and be proud of their fucking name. You motherfuckers that have gone along with this shit, you're going to be like mud. Remember mud? I mean, fuck Abraham Springsteen. He deserved a bullet through the fucking head. But the doctor that treated fucking, what the hell was his name? Booth. The doctor that treated Booth, his name was Mud. That was his last name. That's where that saying comes from. Your name is Mud. And I mean, he was fucking put in prison and everything. Just somebody came in the middle of the night with a broken leg. The guy fucking fixed it. He didn't know what the fucker had done. Didn't fucking matter because you were under martial law since the time that fucking Abraham Lincoln declared it in violation of the 9th article of the highest law in this fucking land and the jurisdictional authority of we the people. That's how long you've been under martial law, whether you realize it or not. And since 1871, you have owned nothing, not even yourself, according to the fucking chartered fucking corporation that fucking was put together at that time in violation of the fucking law. It doesn't even exist. All of this shit you see happening to you, well, we're going to do this. Like this guy said, we're going to pass this bill. You ain't got no goddamn authority to pass shit. You're not a legitimate fucking goddamn body. You have no jurisdictional authority over we the people. The only way you can get jurisdictional authority over an American national is through the goddamn procedures in that fucking Bill of Rights, and you have to do it as an individual in your individual capacity. You cannot do it as a corporate fucking anything or as a goddamn fiduciary anything. You can't say, I work for Walmart, so this is Walmart's policy, and Walmart's policy fucking violates the fucking highest law in this land, motherfucker. And you think you're going to fucking force it upon this fucking American national? What's the American national's counterfiling say? Well, he wants to hang your fucking ass for treason and sedition, which is exactly what it is when you violate that fucking highest law in this goddamn land. This is fucking an attempt to overthrow your fucking country. You can't, that's what it is. And people fucking, and I know you can fucking see it, people. But it's like the caller was saying, like I'm saying, you'll fucking, I mean, that, man, if you could just ball up in a corner for 50 more seconds of fucking not being afraid, you know, cause they can't see me, so I don't have to be afraid. You fucking cowards. The goddamn weaponry we have in this country, fuck, we wipe them out. They know it. I've never seen such a goddamn bluff. And I never seen fucking such a, I mean, I always thought, I mean, I knew there were stupid people out there. You run into them everywhere you go. But even the stupid person, I mean, if they have any intelligence, if you hold up an apple and you say, God, this is an apple. Well, I don't know if it is or not. Well, fucking, it is an apple. I mean, this is what you're looking at. It's a goddamn apple. Bite it. Taste it. It tastes like an apple, but gee, I don't know. The government said it's not an apple. It ain't the government. It's a fucking corporation. These motherfuckers are, I mean, they make goddamn Mengele look like goddamn a choir boy. These people are intent on killing off billions. Like about fucking 7 billion fucking people. They're working on it right now. Every fucking angle, poisoning you from the sky, poisoning your water, fucking goddamn the 5G, poisoning, I mean, shooting fucking goddamn ultrasonic fucking waves through your fucking body. This is not natural. And they keep talking about the birth rate. Oh, yeah, the birth rate is going up for the fucking 1%. And the birth rate, I mean, I'm not the birth rate, but the lifespan. It's going up for the 1% down to about the 15%. Below that, it's going the other fucking way, guys. I see people dropping around here in their 50s and 60s. I mean, goddamn, like flies. They're killing us. You got it? They're going to kill you anyway. You might as well save your fucking children and your grandchildren. What's wrong with you? Have you no soul? Oh, man. I'll tell you, it's really frustrating. But then again, I look at the side every day and I can see the fucking tons of people that fucking just, you know, they've hit the wall. They went there like that lady there in goddamn, Canada. I can't remember the name. Ontario, Canada. I guarantee, I mean, they're coming, they're going, what in the fuck is going, because they're thinking that they can just go down there and go, you can't do this to us. We're nice Canucks and what might have you. We don't treat each other. You're a Canuck like me. We don't allow this stuff, and fuck you. You get the fuck out of here. You put that camera down, get the fuck out of here, or I'm going to arrest you. You're not even showing a badge number. I would protect you. Fuck you. Get out of here, bitch. You got hardcore fucking communists. These guys are paid mercenaries, okay? These aren't even goddamn, fucking communist, agitators. These son of a bitches are paid fucking ruffians. These are the same son of a bitches that the goddamn, corporations, the robber barons of old hired to beat down the fucking, I don't believe in fucking unions. I don't believe in any kind of fucking communism. It's just like in the coal mine wars, which my grandfather fucking fought in. They owned what they couldn't get through their head. See, they played the fucking game. We're going to fight the coal company because they won't give us decent working conditions. We're going to form a union and then they brought in the thugs to beat on them. They shot each other when they missed the fucking, I mean, it's just like everything else. You argue goddamn gun control. Well, the reason we won't want gun control is because the criminals won't follow it and it puts a burden on the honest, on the law abiding citizens. No, not law abiding citizens, infringement fucking abiding citizens. I don't have to fucking argue anything. I have the law right here in front of me. It's fucking called the second article. It says plain and clear, shall not be infringed, period. That means nothing comes after that period. Everything you have done since that fucking, well, since 1871, or since the first goddamn fucking attack on the fucking goddamn right to fucking, for us to own the fucking means to take your ass out if you try to fucking enslave us. That's what it was all about. It's what it's always been all about. Tench Koch defined it fucking perfectly. It was defined before it was even attached as an amendment to that phony ass fucking constitution. But see, they're going to admit that constitution's fucking phony. Because, oh, well, that Bill of Rights is part of it. No. That Bill of Rights was fucking law way before it was fucking. As soon as it was ratified by the states, it was the law of this fucking land. Before it was attached to that fucking fraudulent constitution that never was. It had already been fucking ratified by the representatives of the people of the several fucking states. It was, I mean, the Constitution wasn't. The Constitution didn't exist. That's the only goddamn law that's ever been fucking ratified by we the people. Anything else, even just like the Volstead Act, that wasn't a ratification. It couldn't be because the goddamn apparatus they used to do it was fucking null and void. It didn't even exist. It was never fucking consented to by, we rule with the consent of the people. No, you fucking don't. You say Constitution, you don't, because the people never ratified that fucking Constitution. The people never consented to it. That's why you left them fucking open subject matter. That's why the anti-federalists and the federal, you don't need no Bill of Rights. There's nothing we didn't hear that could ever be used to trample on your rights. When they are the same son of a bitches that wrote that fucking sixth goddamn article of the Articles of Confederation that said if you were indigenous or didn't own property, you didn't have no fucking rights. They were the same people that were running the fucking colony that the original colonists that rose up, that's who they were rising up against. It was the King of England, but those were his representatives in this goddamn country. George Washington, John Adams. All of these fucking governors and shit of the fucking colonies were directly, they were carrying out the orders of the fucking king. They were the ones that were doing the oppression. The troops didn't arrive until the people started fucking fighting back. Started tarring and feathering. Boy, didn't they tell them that they couldn't win a rabble. Shit, this would be nothing. Get over there and sweep these motherfuckers under the rug. Wasn't quite so fucking easy, was it? Because these people have been fighting in the goddamn mountains fucking, I mean, fuck, every inch they took, it was a bloody fucking inch. And they knew how to fight very well. They knew how to fight guerrilla warfare. They knew how to fucking fight. And they knew who the enemy was and they had goddamn balls. That's why them people, how come we had that fucking Bill of Rights? Because those were people you it would just be so cool to have one of them here. Just to say, what in the fuck are you guys doing? Who are you people? You're not my goddamn progeny. If you're my progeny, I'm going to go shoot my fucking wife. You cowardly son of a bitches. We'll be right back, guys.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
This is-
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Was Phantom with This Is a War, and that's the one that Joe STP sent in, and we finally got it. We figured out what the problem was. And I just wonder, you know, these fuckers, you know, they're looking at you through your fucking TV. They're in your fucking house. They're in your privacy. You know, the fucking fourth article guarantees us our security and our fucking property and our papers and our private fucking effects. Are you looking at my fucking dick there, fucking Xing Tong Wong, whatever your fucking name is over there in China? Is that what's hurting you so bad, you son of a bitch? We did it anyway, didn't we? And that also explained a lot of what happened with the other shit. So now I can take that downstairs with a guitar, and I can straighten those two elements out and put everything back like it was. So just to make work for us, you see, to make it harder for us, because they know how fucking busy we are. I mean, we're doing the work of 13 fucking people, just me and Laura. And so, I mean, this is the only fucking strategy you got, you fucking cocksuckers, you piece of dog shits. God damn, they make me sick. Speaking of China and the little dick, little bastard. Communist China seizing control of American food supply with massive corn processing plant in North Dakota. Now, why in the hell wouldn't an American be exploiting that fucking land? Why? I mean, because this is the fucking plan. That dirty little son of a bitch, Xi Jinping, I don't know what the fuck his name is. They're fucking the little premier that stands up there, that little fucking 2-centimeter Peter little bastard.
Xi Jinping.
Say it again.
Xi Jinping.
There you go. Geez, you got a little Peter there, there Ping. But anyway, I mean, they've said it. Oh, they're going to come here and they're going to fucking rule us, people. And these goddamn son of a bitches are pretending like they can sell fucking our country to these cocksuckers with fucking debt dollars. I mean, this is all such fucking, I mean, it's all fucking fraud. And the bottom line is every fucking transaction that has taken place since Lincoln declared fucking martial law is a fucking fraud. Plain and simple. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't care if you think you own something. You don't. Nothing. It's all up in the fucking air because it's all a part of a fraud, and you cannot unfraud a fraud with fraud. You can't get inside of a fraud and undo it. It has to be fucking removed, and all the fraud that sprang forth from it, from that fucking poison tree, all the fruit must be destroyed. You got to start over. So anyways, where the hell is this? North Dakota. Yeah, good old North Dakota. I think we even still got that. Yeah, North Dakota, here we go.
USA! USA! USA!
Sounds like fucking China, China, China to me, you son of a bitch. Anyway, this is from News Target. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Chinese bio fermentation company is setting up shop in America's heartland. Fufing Group Group Limited is reportedly building a behemoth corn. That means huge, ginormous. Corn processing plant in North Dakota, where it will manufacture products like cornstarch, animal feed, and pharmaceuticals. The company listed it as, and by the way, this very same China that you're talking about here are the ones that are bringing the fucking fentanyl in, unfucking goddamn touched. The river flows, I mean, just like it, there's no obstacles in their way. Because the goddamn son of a bitch and communists in this country are fucking, they're comrades. The idea is to fucking poison as many of us. Kill, just kill, kill, kill. They know how many of us they are. They know how much fucking firepower we have. They know a little bit about how much firepower we have. They don't know what we got. That's why they haven't fucking tried it yet, because we got some surprises waiting for them son of a bitches. But at any rate, I mean, pharmaceuticals. So you're going to let them open up a pharmaceutical company in fucking North Dakota, and you fucking, and they're the ones that are pumping the fentanyl into this country so you can have an opioid crisis so you can get more fucking billions of dollars to sit there and just help them do it, help them kill us? The company is listed as being based in Hong Kong. So you're going to get a Chinese business based in Hong Kong that's going to take over a big old chunk of fucking goddamn North Dakota, and they're going to, it's going to belong to the fucking Chinese government. You see, in communism, individuals don't own shit. The fucking party owns every fucking thing. So when these say, oh, this Chinese businessman, no, that Chinese, if he's a Chinese fucking national, it belongs to the Chinese fucking government. And that's what they're doing here. It will pharmaceuticals. The company is listed as being based in Hong Kong. However, most of its production facilities are located in northern China. The national, I mean, they're telling us they're going to fucking come over here. They're going to take it. And they're telling you we're going to attack goddamn Taiwan. We're going to get in a war with them and everything. And you're selling. And who thinks they got the fucking authority to take a part of America? This is why I was arguing with Jamal about this. See, the motherfuckers come in and they buy up your food production, friend. And then what good's your fucking, here you got some good old capitalism going on. How do you like this capitalism? How will you like it when you're watching your kids fucking starve? Because the Chinese own your, they don't own it, but they fucking will occupy it, and they will bring fucking troops here. And if you ain't got the balls to shoot their asses out of here, they will own you, and they will want you fucking starved to death. You will kowtow at a Chinaman's fucking feet to try to get a fish head and a bowl of fucking rice if you slave for that motherfucker all day. You cowardly son of a bitches. Located in northeast China, the national security implications of this are astounding. I would think so. In early November, Fufing announced that it was in negotiations to build a new agribusiness plant in Grand Forks. Sorry, go ahead. I thought somebody was trying to get him. The facility is expected to consume around 25 million bushels of corn per year. That's 25 million bushels of corn that the Chinese are going to make money off of, grown here in the fucking United fucking States, on our fucking land. And we'll be watching our people starve as it all goes to fucking China, because that is the fucking, because how else are you going to get the people starved down? You know, it's like the shit up there in goddamn Canada. Yeah, everybody gets some supplies and just don't do nothing. Like, supply yourself up for, you know, for a few months. A few months later, you'll still be sitting there because they don't give a shit, because these fucking gooks will come in and they'll fucking buy up anything that, I mean, they'll do the commerce. And then you'll be sitting there fucking starving and without guns. You're already fucking do not have the fucking weaponry you need. What you want to do is take all your supplies and burn them up without even hitting a lick. That should fucking, I mean, that's what they, how stupid are you? Grand Forks. The facility is expected to consume around 25 million bushels of corn per year and will cost around $350 million to build. Nobody in the United States, no American national wants to fucking do this. I mean, it's going to be a big money-making motherfucker from what they're saying, but no American wants to do it. I mean, and what, like down in Mexico, you can't go, if you're not a Mexican, you can't buy property in Mexico. Pretty soon it wouldn't be Mexico if everybody went down there and bought the property. Don't you get it? Fufing USA, the company's American subsidiary, is reportedly in charge of the endeavor. The USA, the company American subsidiary. But it's being run out of Hong Kong and out of North fucking China, or Northeast China anyway. I mean, this is fucking blatant. I mean, just more. Every day we can come up here and we can outrage the hell out of everybody that wants to fucking listen. The investment has been dubbed, quote, historic. Yeah, this is historic. You talk about treason, this is historic fucking treason. Not just because the company is tied to the communist Chinese, not tied to, it is owned by. If it's owned by a fucking Chinese subsidiary, it's owned by fucking China. Chinese regime, but also because it is the largest single private capital investment in the region's history. According to, this is the most they've ever bought up of the fucking United States in our God, and it's growing land, people. What are you going to eat as they're exporting this fucking, your corn and your fucking, all these products that an American could have made that if we, you know, we were a fucking sovereign country once upon a time. Till they started this NATO. And what was the fucking one before that? I can't even remember. And this fucking, this goddamn, United Nations bullshit. All of it was just fucking paper on a computer, or just computer fucking digits or paper. It ain't fucking real. I mean, there ain't no goddamn United Nations country. I mean, that you, how do you explain this to people? They're gonna starve your fucking kids in front of you, goddamn fools. And you're gonna be sitting there, you're gonna be watching the corn growing tall. But it ain't gonna be your fucking, that belongs to China because that land over there, somebody sold it to China. Who in the fuck had the goddamn, authority to sell it? Who let him fucking sell it to China? You can't sell this country off and underneath us, you son of a bitches. First, you have to get the goddamn fucking land from us one at a time. That's 320 million fucking, filings in the common law court by a individual or individuals to get the fucking property away from us, you know, to take the, my part of it, your part of it. And then you could get the jurisdictional authority if you could get that 320 million goddamn jurists made up of fucking American nationals who understand what the fuck you're doing. You're selling the country off and under them to go along with you. This is fucking fraud. And it still would be fraud because the people doing it are not fucking in no way legit. It's been a fraud since 1871 when they fucking replaced the republic with a, well, it was a fraud goddamn from the go. There never was a constitution. That's what they never told us. They pretended like this. And see, every time when they want to talk about violating your fucking, your natural rights under the Bill of fucking Rights, which was fucking law before it was ever attached to that fraudulent fucking constitution, it's constitutional rights. Say, constitution, they want to say, constitutional. Fuck you and your fucking constitution. Because it doesn't exist. It was never fucking accepted by the people. It was never fucking given sanction by the people. You have no authority over us, motherfuckers. The only authority in this goddamn country is that fucking Bill of Rights. That's the only fucking law, body of law, which is the American goddamn common law that has ever been fucking ratified in this goddamn country by we the fucking people. And you couldn't even change it if you wanted to. Somebody was talking about, well, they could change. They can't change it. You're a corporation. You can't fucking change goddamn law that was made under the under fucking organized political parties, or not political parties, but what the hell would you call them? The people. That was fucking, this was of, for, and by the people. The Bill of Rights was. Because the people actually had, they gave sanction to it. And only the people could give sanction to it, because the people are the one that won this fucking country away from the fucking king. And the aristocrats, they were a part of the people, but they were still the son of a bitches that were the fucking oppressors in the colonies that the people rose up against. Why didn't you kill them? I want to go back in time and ask. They were your original oppressors, and you let those dirty son of a bitches fucking end up in fucking charge and then act like they can just fucking sell everything from underneath you. When that war ended, the people that were alive then, that's who this country belongs to. That's who fucking fought, and that's who took it from the fucking king. And you know, they called for so many years, they got our national lands. Then it was our public lands. And then you had the Forest Service come in. We're going to manage your public lands for you because we want you to have it for future generations. It's so huge. It's so valuable. Valuable. And now you're fucking watching these same son of a bitches thinking, pretending they have the authority to sell your goddamn country right out of and underneath you. Hell, the Chinese don't have to come in here with guns. They just come with fucking fiat currency, a fucking foreign fucking money that's not worth anything. You can't discharge a debt with it. All you can do is transfer debt with it. Not to mention, we the people never borrowed the fucking money. You show my name where I fucking had anything to do with borrowing any money from any motherfucker. Because it doesn't exist. This is just one of the fucking sickest fucking, I don't know, fucking multi faceted fucking cons to ever be perpetrated on a people. And we Americans, goddamn, when we fought in the uprising that was hijacked and made into, called the Revolutionary War, at that time we were the smartest fucking people on the planet. Wonder what happened. People have been dumbed down to the point that they don't know. Well, I guess I'm just a slave. That's what they told me. That's what, you fucking, do you have any heart? Do you have any pride? Will you crawl on your fucking knees? Will you kowtow to that Chinaman? In early November, Fu Feng announced it was negotiating to build a new agribusiness plant in Grand Forks. Fu Feng, okay, we did that. The investment has been dubbed historic, not just because the company is tied to the communist Chinese regime, but also because it is the largest single private capital investment in the, it's not an investment. They're not investing. They're buying up your goddamn nation with stolen money that was stolen from you. Not stolen money, but stolen wealth. Don't you get it? They're turning that goddamn debt dollars, those debt dollars that you did not fucking borrow, this fucking corporation had no fucking authority to borrow in your name, and let alone take your fucking property, which is goddamn, this country is the property of the American fucking nationals, and fucking put it up as a collateral. Now they're coming in, they're turning this fucking debt money into real fucking property, and they're giving it to the fucking Chinese, who tell us that they're going to come here and they're going to rule us. I mean, goddamn, how, I get sick of saying how stupid can people be, because every day I'm fucking amazed at how much more stupid I find people. But it's still just a few of them. They still haven't fought us. They know that sooner or later they have to. And they know that jungle is going to explode, and they know what we got. I mean, they a little bit of what we got. They know we got enough with just even what they know about to fucking wipe them out. How about that? On January 12th, the city officials tentatively approved significant, listen to this, significant tax breaks for the Fu Feng Group to encourage the company to follow through with the project. Now, if it had been an American national who wanted to develop this land, no tax breaks for you. I mean, this is encouraging invasion by the fucking Chinese, isn't it? This is goddamn treason and sedition, isn't it? The future plant will be a wet corn milling facility and is expected to be fully operational by 2024 or 2025. Reported the Epoch Times, citing local media coverage about the project. The company will produce corn gluten meal, corn gluten feed, lysine, and some of these words, therone, I don't know what the fuck it is, for predominate, I don't know, use in animal feed products. The Chinese takeover, fucking telling you. I mean, this is the old fucking propagandists. And see, you're supposed to hear this and then, pretty soon, right now you're fucking steaming pissed, but you're just supposed to get used to it and you're supposed to get acquiesced to it. You're supposed to acquiesce to the fucking misery you're living in today. You're supposed to get used to doing with less because the fucking goddamn, the filthy fucking riches bastards in this fucking world that have piles of fucking gold big as Mount Everest, they want more. They want it all. They want to own the people. They want to get you off the god. They want to kill off all the fucking people so that they have it all themselves. So they're just gods on this goddamn earth. And they try to turn you against one another, race, religion, any goddamn thing they can. But this is a Chinaman. This is the Chinese. I mean, they don't have no fucking problem with race in their goddamn criminal cabal, do they? They swap and spit, and they're the best of buddies, and they always will be. And the Zionists are fucking leading the way, and you know it. The Chinese takeover of American agriculture has actually been going on for quite some time now. As we know, we have been reporting on it for quite some time now. You wouldn't never see it on the mainstream propaganda channel, but you're going to start seeing it now because these motherfuckers have come to the point that we're going, yeah, we know we're breaking. I mean, just like, yeah, we know it's unconstitutional. We know we're breaking the law, and we're going to continue to break the law. See our fucking standing army of fucking mercenaries? You'll get the fuck out of the way, or you guys are too cowardly to fight us. But they know that once they hit the right fucking spot, when it's going to be like a spark. I mean, people talk about brush fire. I think it's going to be like a spark in this fucking place. They're sitting on a powder keg. Because, I mean, I don't know nobody that isn't goddamn so fucking mad about this that they say, I'll die. I'll fight. I'll die. I'll fight. If I got to die, I got to die. I ain't going to put up with this goddamn shit. But I'm going to kill them motherfuckers. I'm going to kill as many as I can on the way out. And if we just do that, we win. We win every time, and we're on our own fucking turf here, people. We've been on this turf for fucking 240 fucking years, and we know every fucking inch of it. And so, and they like cutting off the lead production. So what? We'll go dig our own lead out of our own fucking ground. We will fucking produce our own fucking bullets. We're the producers. They just said, well, we're shutting it down because all we got to do is shut the money supply down and nothing will work. Want to bet? If we're doing it for freedom and liberty, that's the goddamn reward for your work. And somebody else is going to be doing the goddamn growing of the fucking food to feed the people that have to fucking... We'll do what we have to do to get our fucking autonomy back. But then, man, this shit's going to get straightened out in a hard fucking way for you. Especially you Chinese son of a bitches. You little 2-centimeter Peter Punk motherfucker. I cannot wait to see your fucking ass standing naked up on that goddamn gallows with your eyelids fucking stapled to your fucking forehead and watch you drop through that chute in front of that 40-by-20 fucking mirror and watch you shit all over yourself naked with your little teeny tiny little, well, fuck, it ain't even a dick, I don't think. For quite some time now, we reported last June the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has breached the inner walls. This is in quotation marks. They have breached the inner walls. The fucking enemy is behind the gates. They were let in by fucking traitors from within of the American food system. The food. It's our goddamn food, people. You don't fight to defend your goddamn food. You fucking, I guess starving to death is all right with you too. What are you going to do when you're fucking watching your kids? Well, what the fuck? You ain't got no goddamn soul. You wouldn't let it get this goddamn far. You have allowed this shit when you didn't have to. I mean, it was allowed when it would have been easy to fucking wipe them out. Because, oh man, that's all right. I got mine. I'm going to give out my life. Man, the people who gave us the Bill of Rights, think about them guys when they went out and fucking fought in Lexington, Concord, fought all the fucking battles of the revolution, what they call the Revolutionary War, which was actually the people uprising for their rights. Think about the fucking what those men did. Walking in goddamn with bloody rags around their feet because they didn't have no fucking shoes and still fighting and fighting because goddamn freedom was that precious. Like I said yesterday, everybody but the people that fought should have been thrown out of this goddamn country. You can't, I mean, they'll appreciate what communism is, I promise you. When it's sitting there and fuck, you got no choice but to fucking kowtow to that Chinaman's foot because you gave him your fucking gun last week for a fucking fish head and a bowl of rice because you're too fucking chicken shit to fight. And that's what this whole goddamn thing is always, keeps coming back to me. It just has to be, guys. It's not that there's people that we've decided that have dug in. They're ready to fight, and they're going to fight, and there's a plenty of us to take care of this. But the more that we let these motherfuckers entrench in our country, take over our goddamn food supply, the more of us that are going to die to take this country back. We're going to take it back. There's no doubt about it. But you people who fucking went along with this shit, and especially you people, these people who put this deal together, I don't care who in the fuck you think you are going to be put on trial and you are going to be put up against the wall and shot or you're going to be fucking hung. A lot of us are going to have to die, a lot more than had to. And I also blame that on that 30 years of fucking bullshit from the motherfuckers pretending to be the fucking militia in this country. You are the militia. You as an individual are the only goddamn militia in this goddamn country. And you are going to have to fucking fight. Or you're going to have to fucking watch your children starve. You're going to have to watch another fucking culture come and take over your fucking country and take your fucking children, put them to every, and they still go by the fucking old rules. Every male child 14 years or older to the fucking sword. Every man dead. And they'll build, they plan to build a new fucking culture. China. China ain't big enough for the motherfuckers. They've already up around 2 billion fucking people. So this is going to be their new fucking goddamn homeland. They think they're going to take it from you. When the fucking American nationals come up, we're going to fight and we're going to get it back. But you motherfucking son of a bitches that caused this, and you who did not, who fucking refused to fucking look at what was right in front of your fucking face and stand with us, you're fucking going too. You are going to be fucking tried for fucking goddamn aiding and abetting a fucking invasion into our fucking country, for fucking aiding and abetting fucking the goddamn attempted takeover of the United States of America. You are going to fucking be put up against the fucking wall. You might as well get it through your head. You think you're afraid of them Chinese? You wait till you see the jungle erupt. Then they're going to be, oh, God, you're going to see the sunshine patriots come out of the fucking goddamn out of the walls. Oh, I've always been a, yeah, man, let's kill them all, man. You guys have done fucking lost a fucking 150,000 fucking people, getting to the point where you now have the advantage. Oh, well, goddamn, you guys are the powerful ones. We were fighting for the Chinese yesterday, but we want to come over here. You're going to get to come over here. You're going to get to come over here and get up against the goddamn wall, because you're going to be shot down dead. There ain't nobody going to have this fucking country but the people that win it back. Everybody else is getting the fuck out. Would take you to the beach and send you swimming. At any rate, I've had enough of this sickening shit for a day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just fuck. You say people are arguing with you? Here's the art of communist Chinese seizing control of American food supply with massive corn processing plant in North Dakota. Can somebody read that and not fucking understand exactly what's fucking going on? They're telling you. Right to your fucking face. There's the documentation. Oh. No, they can't. America can't never be taken over. I was told that as a little boy. And anybody can be president. You fucking idiots. I'm done with idiots. Cowards. That's it. Cowards. That's the word from the trenches.